Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
And welcome back to London, Ohio. State semifinal action in Division Four. Bishop Hartley on top of Alder. The tune of 14-7 here at halftime. It's time now for the highlighter brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Two, not one, but two kind of special guests coming up at halftime. The first one is Pat Murphy, the outstanding AD at Bishop Hartley. And Pat, how are you doing, sir?
I am great, Randy. Thanks so much for having us. It's a blessing to be here on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
And it's always a blessing to talk with you. And, of course, a great fall athletic campaign for the Hawks. Let's touch on some of that. First of all, I was fortunate enough to cover the state championship game in volleyball. The Hawks just came up a little short, but what a tremendous campaign for Coach Ray and company.
Oh, absolutely. The second trip to the state finals in the last 3 years, and really proud of the team as a whole. And, you know, only two seniors on that squad, so we're really thankful for what Kristen and Tatum did for us as seniors. And I know the underclassmen are excited to keep the tradition going.
Tatum, a lefty. It's always good to have a lefty in that volleyball team, too.
Absolutely.
And Kristen Chapman, what a great job she did as a leader of that team. And I know she was part of the signees, if you will. You had a number of athletes that signed to play college ball, right?
Yeah, we had our signing day a couple weeks ago, and we had Kristen Chapman. She's going to go to NC State and play volleyball. I know the Wolfpack is excited to get her. Katie Page is our first Division One lacrosse signee in the history of Hartley, so we're really excited for Katie, and she's looking forward to this spring getting out on the is it the pitch or the field, Randy? I'm not sure about lacrosse.
In lacrosse, it's the field.
Okay.
In soccer, it's the pitch.
Excited to get back on the field. Jake Ruby's out here tonight doing a heck of a job as our quarterback, and he signed with the Ohio State University, the Buckeyes. He's going to play some outfield for the baseball team. Mm-hmm. Jake's a tremendous student athlete. And then lastly, you already mentioned the lefty, Tatum Wise. She'll be a four-year starter this spring on the mound. She's going to Shawnee State University as a pitcher.
And, you know, talking about that volleyball team, a lot of youth, as you mentioned, that team. I wouldn't be surprised to see them back in the Final Four next year.
That's the standard that they've set. Like a lot of our programs, we're just, you know, blessed to have great student athletes and wonderful coaches, and that's what they expect to get to that. They've won four district titles in a row.
Wow.
And I think sometimes as a community we get a little bit spoiled, just like with Coach Burchard here with five straight state semifinal appearances, but they do a wonderful job and they work their tails off, and we're proud of them.
Well, that's a little bit about the fall. Anything else about the fall before we move ahead to the winter?
No, I think we've talked about before, but yeah, just really proud of everyone and excited to get into the winter sports, and absolutely after we finish this football run, hopefully one more week.
At 33 degrees of game time and 27 the wind chill, this definitely feels like winter. So let's do a winter sports preview. What's going to go on for the Hawks coming this winter?
Absolutely. Well, we'll be inside, which I'm excited about, because that's where I like to be, in the gym. And you know, we've got our bowling team. Santee is back to lead the girls and the boys bowling team back. They start in a couple weeks in their tournament play, or I'm sorry, in their regular season play. Coach Phillips is going on his 20th year as our head coach with the swimming and diving team, and they have a tremendous streak. They have had a state qualifier for 16 straight years.
Wow.
And they're looking to make that 17. I know they're very excited to get things going. Coach Petrella is going to talk to you a little bit about our wrestling team. He may not tell you, but that he's won three straight CCL titles, and but he's doing a great job. So I'll let him talk about the wrestling program here a little bit later. Our basketball coach, Coach Dennis, is entering his second year. They're coming back from a district runner-up finish last year. They've returned four of their five returning starters, and they're really excited. They open up tomorrow against Maysville, so that's going to be a big challenge for them early in the season. And then our boys basketball team, Coach Quartercracks, is coming upon his 17th year, I believe, and very excited. The CCL is going to be tough this year, and we have a great group in the CCL. Coach Quartercracks is excited about his team. He's got some seniors and some juniors that are ready to lead the team, and they open up December 10th against Bloom Carroll at home.
Now, do you have some guys on the football team that will also play basketball?
Absolutely, every year. And, you know, Randy and Brad do a tremendous job, just like Coach Wolf and I used to back in the day, of working with, you know, we love to see those multi-sport athletes that, you know, are champions out on the football field, and they bring that right into the hard court. They'll take some time off, but they'll be ready to go.
And finally, Bishop Hartley, as an alternative for my education, for my student athlete, or just a student, why should they consider a Catholic education? Why should they consider Bishop Hartley?
You know, for us, it's all about faith formation, number one. And we just really believe in the six pillars that Bishop Hartley are built on. And we do a tremendous job with the faith formation with our student athletes. And, you know, that's always first and foremost. And academics is a strong number two. And then, you know, everything else is number three. And we really feel we have a great place for, you know, your young student-athlete or just student to come and have a great experience. I would be remiss if I didn't mention November 29th, our head volleyball coach and director of development, Mike Ray, wants everyone to know about Giving Tuesday.
All right.
Please get on the Bishop Hartley website and check that out, and even the Altar fans can come on there, too.
You came through with termination there. Nice little job there. A little slide, and you came through with the winner there. Well, congratulations on all the great successes in the classroom and also athletically as well, too. And for more information, is there a website folks can peruse?
Absolutely, www.bishop-hartley.org.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the guy that you know, that Petrella guy. He's
absolutely
going to join us well, too. Can I trust him with
a
microphone?
He'll do a great job. Thanks
right.
so much for your time, Randy.
Right. Pat Murphy, the outstanding athletic director at Bishop Hartley. We're at halftime, D4 state semifinal. Hartley on top of Alder 14-7. We'll pause and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
And welcome back to D4 State semifinal action as Hartley leads Alder 14-7 at the break. Randy Reinhardt here. I'm joined by Kevin Petrella. Now, please hold your applause to the end. I know you're all excited about this. Math teacher and head wrestling coach at Bishop Hartley. And Kevin, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Have you been sitting out in the stands?
Yeah, my toes are a little cold.
All right. Talk about the experience. What's that like out there?
It's just great seeing all these kids. You know, they've been working hard since June, even before that, January, and their hard work's paying off here, competing to play for a state title.
And, of course, you were an assistant coach for the Hawks in football as well, too, right?
Yep. That was 7 or 8 years, so a lot of time spent here on the football field. Love still coming out, watching the game, seeing the kids work. So,
now, we mentioned you're the head wrestling coach. Give us a preview of the Grapplers. What can we expect to see this season?
It's probably the youngest team that we've had in a while.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but definitely a great group of kids. They got a lot of goals set for this upcoming season. You know, we're going to have we have no returning state qualifiers, so this is the first time that's happened in a while. So we have a lot of people that are going to have to step up and make some things happen for our team this year. So looking forward for that to happen.
Now you have a youth wrestling program too, do you not?
Yeah, we have a youth program for first through eighth graders. We have on our sixth through eighth grade team, we have almost 30 wrestlers.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a huge thing that's coming up that's really going to help with our numbers on the high school level. And then we have about another 30 to 40 first through fifth graders. So
is there a correlation between wrestling and football? Some of the same talents?
Absolutely. I don't know if you remember covering Jack Zhang.
Oh, yeah.
He was, I believe, the state defensive player of the year. He was a fantastic wrestler. So tackling and wrestling hand in hand.
Now, you have a big tournament coming up, the CIT, correct?
Yeah, in January over Martin Luther King weekend, 14th and 15th Catholic Invitational Tournament. Catholic high schools from all over Ohio. We'll be holding that at Otterbein University, and they've been great over there at the AD, Don Stewart.
Yeah.
Yep, and the head coach, Brent Restatter. I mean, they've done everything that we've asked, and they're 100% behind us. It's going to be a great event.
Well, a few ADs. I know there was an AD at Capitol and also at Otterbein, okay, too, and an Otterbein grad as well.
Yeah, she loves wrestling.
Yeah. Well, what about you as a wrestler in high school?
I was all right.
Oh, come on.
Couple-time state placer. So.
Thank you very much. All right. Of all the sports you work on, what is your favorite?
And I've been asked that a lot. Yeah. It's hard. I think in football season, football is my favorite sport. And then wrestling season, wrestling is my favorite sport. So there is, you know, there's positives to both of them. I think I always really liked the camaraderie and the team part of the football. I thought that was great playing on the field with 10 other guys. But, you know, wrestling is, it's a tough sport, and it has its own positives there. So,
at one time, I was at 5'8", 123.
Okay.
So I was wiry, to say the least. But I enjoyed it up through my freshman year. And then I realized, I didn't have the upper development that I needed to have. But it's something I respect, and I know it's something that you work on, too. And you're also a math teacher, too, so you get to have a chance to contact with these guys all the time. What makes the kids so special at Bishop Hartley as you're there as a math teacher and as a coach as well?
I'll tell you what, just being around the kids as a teacher there, we got a lot of good kids that just care about other people, too. And I think that's probably the biggest positive about our students. I mean, they're just so involved with the community around them and care about how other people are doing. I mean, that's even probably a little bit different than when I went to school there.
Sure.
I just noticed that so much, and it's great to be a part of something like that. And I think that's part of the reason why we have so much success, too. So we just have great kids. You can't say too much about them.
Well, they're great kids in part because of great leaders like you and Pat Murphy. And, Kevin, we appreciate your time here at Halftime, Doctor.
All right, I appreciate it.
Kevin Petrella is going to go back out and freeze for us. He'll give us an update after the game. Congratulations on what you've done so far.
Thank you very much.
Here at the break, Hartley on top of Alder by a count of 14-7. We'll pause. We'll take a look at scores from other playoff games and also look at the stats from the first half and preview half number two. All that and more when you come back to lovely London, Ohio on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast-rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Halftime.